Don DeWeese from Ferrisburg, Vermont, wished to be with all of you today, but he was unable to come, and he sent these two poems. So I'll just read what he has to say and read these two poems for you. I have two poems to share, not so much for you, Dave, but for your family and friends. The first is by Edna St. Vincent Millay, by all accounts, your kind of poet, a bit on the wild side. The poem's for now, when the ache of losing you is still fresh. The second is by Mary Oliver, who is in her usual wisdom, tells us how to find a measure of peace and go on. The first poem, Dirge Without Music. I am not resigned to the shutting away of loving hearts in the hard ground. So it is, and so it will be. For so it has been, time out of mind. Into the darkness they go, the wise and the lovely. Crowned with lilies and with laurel they go, but I am not resigned. Lovers and thinkers into the earth with you. Be one with the dull, the indiscriminate dust. A fragment of what you felt, of what you knew. A formula, a phrase remains, but the best is lost. The answer's quick and keen, the honest look, the laughter, the love, they are gone. They have gone to feed the roses, elegant and curled is the blossom. Fragrant is the blossom, I know, but I do not approve. More precious was the light in your eyes than all the roses in the world. Down, 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 into the darkness of the grave, gently they go, the beautiful, the tender, the kind. Quietly they go, the intelligent, the witty, the brave. I know, but I do not approve, and I am not resigned. This is the second poem that Don wished to share with us today. In Blackwater Woods. Look, the trees are turning. Their own bodies into pillars of light are giving off the rich fragrance of cinnamon and fulfillment. The long tapers of cattails are bursting and floating away over the blue shoulders of the ponds. And every pond, no matter what its name is nameless now. Every year, everything I have ever learned in my lifetime leads back to this. The fires and the black river of loss, whose other side is salvation, whose meaning none of us will ever know. To live in this world, you must be able to do three things: to love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your own life depends on it, and when the time comes, to let it go, to let it go.
Kurt?